This is the Mr. Chris MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 13. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way.
Yo, what is the business? To everybody out there in podcast land, thank you so much for tuning in to another MIE Motivational Podcast. And MIE stands for Motivate, Inspire, and Encourage. And that's what we are trying to do on this podcast. Basically just sharing with you some dance lessons that teach life lessons. You can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just go type in Mr. Chris or Christopher Zonderflex Tyler and then put MIE podcast and it'll pop up. All right, so please share this podcast. And when you do it, you know, I think I'm going to try something new. I'm going to do a podcast on Mondays, call it a Motivational Monday message for all of my dance teachers out there. And this one is actually not just for dance teachers, even though there's a lot of dance lessons in there. This is for everyone listening to this podcast that might be able to get a little something out of it. Because I basically kind of share stories that did something for me, like some type of information or content that I read or saw or looked at. And it was inspirational. I'm going to try to share it. And I'm going to try to do it today with my allergies kicking my butt. But we're going to press through. We're going to do it anyway. So please forgive me for the sniffles and the stuffiness. But we're going to do it anyway. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I did with me and my family. It was great. Just chilled out. I really had some good family time. We had a great dinner. We played some cards. Just hung out at the house. And it was great. I feel really refreshed, even though the allergies are kicking in. I don't know if I sound like it, but I do. I've been refreshed and renewed, which brings about this podcast. So I actually got, we get a magazine called Dance Spirit delivered to the house. And I was just kind of going through it and not really thinking, like, looking for ideas or anything like that, but just kind of looking through it and, you know, seeing what was up, seeing what was new. And I ran across this article by a choreographer, and her name is Taja Riley. And I don't know if you know her or not. She's a great, great choreographer, teacher. She's been on tour and danced with Chris Brown, Janet Jackson, Neo, Kanye West, 50 Cent, Pitbull, Bruno Mars, assisted with choreography for Britney Spears, Demi Lovato, and she was also on Beyonce's tour and appeared in the visual album Lemonade with Beyonce. So when I saw that, it was, the article was called Taja Riley Writes a Letter to Her Teenage Self. Now, in Dance Spirit magazine, they'll have, like, each issue, they will have this section in there where, you know, somebody writes a letter to their teenage self and is giving advice and tips and things that they've learned now in their adult life, and they're speaking to their teenage self. So when I was looking at that, I was like, sounds like another podcast for the MIE world. Because when I was reading it, I was like, I love it. I love everything she's saying, all the points, and I can relate to it. So start taking notes in my Evernote. Shout out to Evernote. And I was like, I definitely want to share it. So the title of this podcast actually comes from the first line of her letter to her teenage self. And the title of the podcast is called You Can Do Great Things. She starts off the letter and she says, "Dear Taja, baby girl, trust me, you're going to do great things." And right there, as soon as she said that, I was like, and then the rest of the letter, she goes into How? Because she jumped right after that. She said great things. It's like, but I need you to get a few things straight. And then she starts to go into the letter. So I want to share it with you. And I will put a link in the podcast to the Dance Spirit article. Shout out to Dance Spirit for putting out great content. I put a link in there so you can read it yourself. But it's good. It's motivational. It motivated me. And, you know, I figure starting this Monday off, going back into classes before Christmas break, you know, how about get a little motivation out there into the world, into the universe? And, yeah, so I wanted to share it with you. So here it is. Here's my notes. Here's what I have. The first one, so I basically put down, I always come up with seven for some reason. That seven reasons or seven things you can do kind of jumps out to me. I didn't intend to do that, but I just kept taking notes and ended up getting seven. But I have seven ways that you can do great things, or seven ways to get you to do the great things. So number one, and this goes back to the beginning of her letter, it's basically this. You have to know that you can do it. The number one way to do great things, and I mean, great things is like wide open. Great things, I mean, it could be having a great family life. It could be having a happy life. It can be being an entrepreneur. It could be becoming a doctor. I mean, it could be anything. But if it's greatness that you're seeking, the first step into doing that is you have to know that you can do it. There's a line in there where she says, you are unlimited. And I love that. I love that. Let me read it to you. So she says, first of all, dance is not your life. Even though it's something you're truly passionate about, it doesn't define you as a human being. And then she says, you are unlimited. So I love like that whole section, because dance is not, like, even for me, it's not my life. It doesn't define me. I love it. I love teaching. I love coaching. I love training. But it's not. Like, I do it so much, sometimes I start thinking that it is. You know what I mean? I think that I'm defined by the dances that I put out, the choreography I come up with. But it's not the case. Because right here, what she says, you are unlimited, it's like, you don't just do one thing. You know what I mean? Anything that you want to do to achieve greatness, you have to know that you can do it and know that you are unlimited. So don't put the limits on yourself of like, I only do this. I only, you know what I mean? I only function in this area. Because, you know, if you go, like for me, every new level, from the time I was 10 years old, all through my life, I have these different seasons where you know, like some, I was doing something and then a new opportunity came, and the first thing that hit me was the fear that I can't do that. Like I was playing baseball, and all of a sudden I met these guys in my neighborhood who was dancing, and they were freestyling. They would go out in the center of the circle and they start freestyling. The first thing that hit me, like first I was like, I love that. You know what I mean? I want to be involved with that. Whatever that is that they're doing, I want to do that. And then right after that, as soon as I knew that I could do it, I was like, I think I can do that. First thing that hit me was the fear that you can't do it. You are a baseball player. You're going to be a major league baseball player. Can't get out there, freestyle dance, and pop, lock, and drop it, and wave, tick, glide. You can't do that. You know, all these people looking at you. So, fear. And what happened, like, once I stopped myself, I overcame that, realized that I was, like Taja said, unlimited. I could do this. I'm not just playing baseball. I'm going to dance. And then when I applied myself to that, I jump in there, and then it just opened up a whole new world. Like, I didn't even know that even to this day, even recording this podcast is a result of me overcoming that fear and knowing that I could do something that was outside of what I normally do, knowing that I'm unlimited. And I just, there's so many stories that I have in situations like that. So I'm not just going to stay like right on that number one, because we got seven of them to go. But that one was huge. Going from baseball to, I mean, I studied baseball cards, knew everybody's stats, knew, and you know what I mean? But this whole dance thing, it was like, it was new to me, and I really wanted to do it, but I had to face that fear challenge, and I had to know that I can overcome it and that I can do it. All right, so number two. So the first one is know you can do it. Number two, there's a line in this article where she says, dance is not her life. Even though she's passionate about it, it doesn't define her, and she's unlimited. She says, goes into this thing where she says, don't let anyone tell you that you're not capable of becoming a legend. If you want to be legendary in every aspect of your life, know that what you're asking for comes with great responsibility. Now, this part right here, she goes, and I'm going to jump down a little bit. She goes, you'll be punched, kicked, wounded, knocked down, but get up fast and show them your grills. Pain is so much fun when you stop recognizing it as pain and start recognizing it as growth. So what I got out of that little section is, and I wrote this down for point number two, pain is growth. And you have to, like, I thought about it. Like, I stopped. I chewed on that for a minute. Like, it's so true. It sucks. It's the worst. Like, when you go through a situation where, you know, and it doesn't matter what level this is on. It could be relationship. It can be not getting, you know, that job that you were going after. But knowing, recognize that pain that you're going through is not just the end. Because a lot of times we're like, this is the worst thing ever. I mean, this is terrible. What am I supposed to do? Right? And it weighs on us. But when you know that at the end of it, I'm going to grow, you know what I mean? That right there is just knowing that. You might not, you know, you might cry, you might sit in the house, you might, you know what I mean, be depressed, but you got to know that whatever this is, I'm going to grow for this. Like, there's so many things that I've done. Like, here's another one. Going after a record deal. Like, there was me and a group of guys, shout out to Cold Premier, you know, moved out to L.A., and we were like, we're going to get a record deal. Right, that was the bottom line. We left everything. It was like, we're not going to college. We're going to get a recording contract. And we moved out there and got punched in the face. I mean, went out, like, our first showcase was the worst. Like, we just thought that we were gonna be able to get it, make it happen without, you know, the hard work, without the training. He was gonna go right off the talent. But it was that pain, like getting shot down, not knowing, you know. I mean, we got so depressed at one point, everybody was like, you know, I'm done with this. I'm moving back to Cincinnati. This is not what I want, right? But then it was that defining moment where we kind of looked at each other and we had these long talks, and we used to always meet. People used to laugh at us out there because we were like, let's have a meeting. And we put everything out on the table and talk about it. But that pain of getting shot down, you know, people looking at us, you're not good enough, you're not going to make it, caused us to grow. And from that growth, we went into what we like to call Rocky mode. When you hear that, dun, 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 you know what I mean? So we start training. But what it was the process that we grew. It was like the process of trying to achieve what we were doing is where we grew in that instance. It wasn't necessarily, like, we did eventually get a record deal, but that wasn't the golden part. The best part was that we, as men, all of us together, we faced an obstacle, we faced that pain, it hit us, knocked us down, but we grew from it and then got up and did great things. So that's number two. I mean, it's you know, number one, know you can do it. Number two, realize that pain is growth. Don't get knocked down by that pain. Don't get stopped by whatever, you know, hits you and punches you in the mouth. But get up and make that thing happen. All right, number three, guard your dreams and focus on them. Make your dreams special. You know what I mean? Love them. Focus on them. Make them important. Here's what she says. This line says, Your biggest dreams are your most prized possessions. Treat them like you would your favorite pet. Feed them every day. Spoil them by giving them your focus and attention with every decision you make. I love that. Where it's like, because there, like when you are focusing on something, when you're a dreamer, when you have a goal, a vision, it's like I said in the other podcast, everything is going to come and try to distract you and get you away from that. But you got to focus on your dream. Focus on creating. Like even this podcast that I'm doing now, even my other podcast, the Hip Hop Dance Teacher podcast, there's so many things that come that gets me away from recording these for, you know what I mean? Even music, for recording music, like in the course of a day. And it's not necessarily negative things. There's positive things that come, but might not have to do with my dream that I'm doing. Like my dream, the thing that I want to do is, I was like, I want to put out more content. I want to share more. Like even with this, like when I read certain things that are motivational to me, I want to share them with my listeners, with my peeps out there. I want to, when I hear a song in my head, I want to record it. You know what I mean? Like, that's my dream, is to create, to use the creative ability that's on the inside of me. But you can't focus on them all the time, because there's a thousand things, like, you know, even like our cell phones, social media, anything. I mean, so many things that come up, but if, like, when I read that, it just reminded me to guard them, treat your dreams right, spoil them, feed them. Like, even right now, like, I started off, I was listening to some of my old podcasts when I first started, and I was like, God, I was so uncomfortable at first, just speaking, you know what I mean? And then, but the more I did it, that was me feeding my dream, feeding, you know, I was like, I want to be a public speaker. I want to share, you know, anything that motivates me, that inspires me, I want to share that with people. And it's like, well, it starts off right here, you know, do your own podcast. I was like, oh, I'm afraid to do it. I don't know if anybody's going to listen, you know what I mean? But the more I did it, that was me feeding the dream, guarding the dream, focusing on the dream. And so many other dreams that I have, like, it's not just one, but I'm just saying, that part of the article where she was sharing about that is so important. Like, make the dream important. Make that your focus. And use that, you know what I mean, whatever happens throughout your day, kind of block that off, because you are guarding something. It's like protecting a baby. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, like when my kids are little, I have them in my arms. I'm protecting them from everything. You know, get back. Don't get too close. Especially like when they're real young and their head's like all soft. I'm walking through. I don't want nobody bumping into them. You know what I mean? I'm protecting my baby. You know what I mean? So look at your dreams that same way. Guard them. Focus on them. All right. Number four. Number four is, recognize every moment is a lesson. Recognize that every moment is a lesson. Now, here's what she says in the article. Never stop being a student, which that's like its own thing. I didn't even focus on that right there, but that's so good. Never stop being a student. And then she said, recognize every moment as a lesson, every experience as a school, every connection you make as homework to better yourself. So good. So good. Recognize every moment as a lesson, negative or positive. Like, I talk all the time about my neighbor, Mr. Jimmy. Like, I learned so many lessons from him. You know, like, Mr. Jimmy's like getting older now. This is one, especially because we're coming up on Christmas. He's getting older now. And he used to, like, put up all these Christmas lights in his house. Now he kind of toned it down. He was like, I was like, Mr. Jimmy, you putting up lights this year? He was like, I don't really feel good. I don't know if I'm gonna do it like I used to. But even what he has right now is incredible. It's like, and of course I'm in a house next to him that doesn't have anything up. But Mr. Jimmy throws down. But the way he does it is a little bit at a time. A little, like, I'll be at the studio teaching. I'll come home. I'll see some icicles up, and I come home that day. It's just, and then sometimes in the daytime you don't even see it. You don't even see what he's done. And then all of a sudden, day by day, moment by moment, he'll be doing like little steps, and then all of a sudden, like the day of the week of Thanksgiving, like while you're preparing and getting food ready and thinking about family, that night he'll just cut them on. And you'll be like, what? When did you do that? But that has always taught me baby steps, taking little steps towards your dreams. Like I thought, man, I need to do the same thing with my podcast. I need to do the same thing with music. Doesn't all have to be done at once, little bit at a time. So even that, like for me, that's me recognizing every moment as a lesson. Here's another one. Like I create a lot of choreography pieces for dance studios, right? And there'll be production numbers, small group, but it'll be a lot. Like to do a production number or a large group or even a routine that's 3 to 5 minutes long, it's a lot of material. And I'm so blessed to have like the relationships that I do with the teachers that have me come in and do it. But it's like right when they say it, like my mind, I could be doing 100 other things, but right when they say, Chris, I want you to come in this summer and do choreography, and it could be 3, 4, 5 months ahead of time, immediately I start freaking out, like, oh my goodness, I don't have enough material. What am I gonna do? That's a lot, you know? And then what happens is day by day when I'm in the studio, I'm creating, I'm teaching, I'm training. And I have to stop and look like, wait a minute, everything that you've done, everything that you've created, go, you know, document that. Because those little steps, just like Mr. Jimmy putting up the lights, those little steps, they equal the big picture in the end. You know, you add music, you shape it and you form it, but it comes out of the habits that you have every day. And so when I recognized that as my lesson, it changed everything. Because now I realize that even my daily, things that I do on the daily is like going towards the big picture, right? So that's the life lessons. Dance lessons teach life lessons. So things that you do, you know, change your daily habits and you'll get closer to the goal that you're trying to get. You'll get those great things that you're looking for. All right. Point number five that I put down from this article was surround yourself with greatness. Surround yourself with greatness. She said this. I thought this was a great line. She said, if you're the smartest person in the room, leave immediately. You're in the wrong room. And then she says, the 5 main people you spend the most time with will be a visual of your next 5 years. Woo! That's so good. That's so good. There's a podcast that I listen to called Entrepreneur on Fire. Shout out to John Lee Dumas. But he always says that the top 5 people that you surround yourself is basically who you will become. You are a result of the 5 people. So, you know, I would always say, what if, because I don't even know if I have 5 people that I'm close to like that, right? But I had to think, what about podcasts? Like even you listening to this, when I listen to podcasts, I have like my set 5 people that at the beginning of my day, I need that fuel to get me going to start that day, right? But that's fine. I saw Tim Ferriss. He was on a Gary Vaynerchuk. It was a podcast interview, and he has a book out where it talks about mentors. It's like the mentors that you have don't necessarily have to be, human or living now. You know what I mean? They can be people from a book. It can be stories from history. It could be anything. But you got to recognize it. You got to look at that. So surround yourself with greatness. I always tell all of my students that when I started dancing, the main thing that kind of shaped and formed the choreographer that I am today is me being surrounded by great dancers that just, I mean, there was some of the sickest dancers. I always say, like, I have nothing on the people that was that I danced with and battled against. But that was where I learned from, right? I wasn't the best dancer in the room. Just like you say, if you're the smartest one, you're the best one, leave that room. Like, I was able to stay in my zone because I was always made humble by the greatness that was around me, right? And so you want to do great things, surround yourself with great people. And even if you say, I don't have, you know, those great people right in front of me, well, find them, you know, virtual. Find them in books. Find them on YouTube videos. Like, there's so many things that connect us now. Use those to your advantage to get that greatness in you. All right, number six. Number six is never, ever give up. Never give up. So she goes into, as she, the article is about to close after she says, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, get out. You know what I mean? Then it says, under no circumstances are you ever to quit on yourself. Ever, she put in all caps, right? And, you know, I know, you know, you might be like, that's cliche, never give up, blah, blah, blah. But really, whatever you're trying to do that's great is really like one, if you, like, there's a lot of people, when you quit, if you look back, you're like, fine, I took one more step. Like, before I moved to Nashville, it was a struggle because I was like, I don't know if I can move there. I don't know. It's going to be a challenge. And I wasn't going to do it. Like, I was working, I had a job driving a truck. And I was like, I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to retire. I'm gonna do it right here. This is comfortable. I don't want to jump out there and do nothing, you know. And I had to make a big change. And I did. And then when I first got to Nashville, nothing was happening. And I was like, why did I do this? Maybe this wasn't the right move. Ready to give up. Ready to be done. Just like the story about living in L.A., about to get the record deal. Like, if we wouldn't have pushed through and went into Rocky mode, and it, now, like, people, listen, it really, getting that record deal, it wasn't a long time at all. Like, I think from being in Nashville, from the time that I thought nothing was happening to the time that I found myself on tour with Nicole C. Mullen in Jamaica, it was probably about a 4 to 5 month period, right? And I was working during that time. But 4 to 5 months, and then my whole life changed just like that. But I always look back and I'm like, what if I would have stopped right there? Like, this ain't happening. I'm moving back. Which I did one time. Like, I came to Nashville twice. I moved here and was like, they ain't talking about nothing. They ain't nothing. I don't know why I did this, and went back. But there's something in me kept saying, no, it's something there for you. It's something there for you. And so I pressed through, went through, and my whole entire life changed. So never give up. Ever. Well, no matter what it is you're trying to do, because that, whatever that thing is, it's waiting for you. It's like so close. If you could see it, you would press through. But the problem is you can't. Like, you can't see what's on the other side. So it's like, let me just turn around. But don't do it. Don't give up. Last one. She closes the letter with this, and it says, you are so fly. I love that. She said, you are so fly. Greet every day with open arms, like expanded wings. I guarantee you'll stay in the air. Don't confuse this for being above anyone or anything, though. Your butt is on the ground and needs to stay there. And she closes with, hug the fam, plant the seeds, tend to your garden, and bloom, you hippie child. I love you always. In parentheses, and I'll be waiting with some Chick-fil-A and got to give it up on repeat. Love that close. You are so fly. And so I put, you want to do great things? Know your worth. Know that you got it going on. You know what I mean? The one thing I can say that my mom gave me is, from the time I can remember, she always gave me that self-esteem and that self-confidence. Like, that's my baby right there. Yeah, he could, you know what I mean? Like, so anything that, like, mom, I want to play baseball. Like, oh, well, you going to be the best? And I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those things. Like, I love her for that, because I knew that I was worth something and that I had something to offer. So I want to close it out saying this. You want to do great things? How about not even making it like general? Let's just say you want to do great things this week. You want this to be a great week? Know that you are fly. I'm so fly. I know that you got it going on, and you can. You got something to offer the world. Just give it to them. Let's do a recap on the Taja Riley letter to her teenage self. Number one, know that you can do it. You are unlimited. Number two, realize that pain is growth. Number three, guard your dreams. Focus on them. Number four, recognize that every moment is a lesson. Number five, surround yourself with greatness. It could be a podcast, it could be a video, it could be a movie. You know, you want to be inspired? Surround yourself with inspiration. Number six, never, ever give up. That thing that you want, it's like right there. It's so close. You just got to keep going. And number seven, know your worth. Know that you are fly. You got it going on, and you can do this thing. All right, guys. Hey, I know this was a long one, but I wanted to get this out because it inspired me like that. It got me thinking, so I want to share it with you. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, and this is the MIE Podcast, hashtag Monday Motivation. So I'm going to put this out on right at the beginning of the week to get you pumped for life. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shouts out to everybody who's downloaded the podcast. I'm on Podomatic.com. The numbers are going up. People are listening and sharing, and it's awesome. Thank you so much. Go out. Have a wonderful week. And that's all I got. I'm out.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way.